Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I got excited when I read the lesson for today's gospel. I have often thought about what it means to be fishers of people, because one of my dearest friends is an avid fisher. Mr. Twait was my high school government teacher, and in many ways, he is like a father to me. Not only did he teach me about government, he taught me how to check the oil in my car, and he taught me a lot about fishing. Fishing for Mr. Twait is a hobby. It's a way of connecting with family and friends, and for him, it's a way of connecting with God. Although he has yet to catch the fish of his dreams, a 10-pound or larger walleye, he has caught countless other fish and has gathered a lifetime of meaningful memories and stories on the water. In today's gospel lesson, we encounter some other fishers on the water, two sets of brothers, Simon and Andrew and James and John. Fishing is their profession, and Jesus says to them, "Follow me." And they left everything that they had ever known and everything they had worked all their lives for to follow Jesus and fish for people. The text doesn't give us a lot of other details. Did they know Jesus before this? Why did Jesus choose them? We don't know, but one thing is clear. They immediately leave everything and follow Jesus, the ultimate fisher. But the focus of today's gospel lesson isn't necessarily about fishing. It's about being fishers. I know in some ways this seems like two sides of the same coin, and I suppose in some ways it is. But discipleship isn't necessarily about what we do. It's about who we are. And it's about who we come, who we become, because of what God has done for us. We can't save ourselves any more than we can save others. Saving people is God's work, and God has already done it in Christ Jesus. There isn't anything we can do or say or not do or not say that will save us or anyone else. Salvation has been taken care of by God in Jesus, and we receive it in faith by God's grace. Because of what God has done in Christ Jesus, we are children of God and fishers for people. When we are baptized into Jesus, and our whole lives long, the call of discipleship, the call of all the baptized, is to grow more and more into the likeness of Jesus. Paul writes about it this way in Galatians, that when we are baptized, we are clothed with Christ. That verb to clothe literally means to put on like we put on clothes. So when we are baptized, we put on Jesus like we put on a garment. Now, when we are first baptized, that garment of baptism doesn't fit, does it? It's like an infant wearing an outfit intended for an adult. There's a lot of fabric, and we swim in it. But throughout our whole lives, as we grow more and more into our baptism, we grow more and more into Christ. And this is the call of discipleship, to spend our lives growing more and more into Christ. And I think that's what this text is talking about, growing more and more into becoming a fisher like Jesus. Jesus was the ultimate fisher of people, To use the fishing metaphor a little bit more, if you'll humor me here, to fish, you need a fishing license. Check. When you were baptized, you were called into a life of discipleship. And in our baptism, we have the license to fish for people. Sometimes folks think that this license is only for pastors. And while certainly God does call some to be pastors and deacons and church workers, the call to follow Jesus and fish for people is the call of all the baptized. Okay, so we've got our fishing licenses. Next, fishers need some equipment. Let's look at our tackle boxes. I think the things we fill our tackle boxes with are the things that help us to be better fishers, like bait. But before we look at tackle boxes, one of the things I need to remind us of is the reason why Jesus calls us to be fishers of people. Jesus doesn't call us to be fishers of people to meet a quota. Jesus isn't about numbers. Nor does he call us to be fishers of people to trick them with shiny artificial bait so that we can consume them or harm them. Jesus wants us to help draw people to him so that after we catch them, we can release them back into the world to love and serve others. So that being said, we really need to be careful about what's in our tackle box, don't we? Some Christians try to fish for people using the lures of greed and fear and manipulation and even hatred. Brothers and sisters, none of these things are from God. None. None of them can draw us closer to God or to others, because God is love. So then, in order to fish for people and help draw them closer to God, we need to have the bait that Jesus has. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, and self-control. These are the fruits of the Spirit. When we are connected to Christ, the true vine, the Holy Spirit will bear this fruit in us. These are the things that are reflective of God, and these are the things that the world is longing for. There are plenty of fishers using hatred and fear and greed and manipulation. The world doesn't need more people to hook them with those things. The world is hungry for love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And as we grow more and more into the likeness of Christ, this is what our souls and our tackle boxes will be filled with. These are the things that will help us be fishers like Jesus. Mr. Twait would also remind me and us that even if our favorite part of being a fisher is the actual fishing, fishers need to spend some time preparing to fish, gathering their equipment, mending their gear, the gear that is worn and in need of repair. If this is the season that you are in, take time to rest in God's presence through prayer and in the Word. And God will help you fill your tackle box. And God will help you heal what is worn and in need of repair within you. So, my fellow anglers, my fellow fishers of people, we have been captured by God, not with a net, but by God's love. And because Jesus has fished for us and caught us, We are now called to be fishers, just like him. In baptism, we've got our call, we've got our fishing license, and in God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we've got all we need to fill our tackle box. May we never stop growing into the likeness of Christ, so that the Holy Spirit will use our lives to draw others and the world closer to God. Amen.